This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Ngozi Cole. Protesters in Salinas joined thousands nationwide on Thursday to honor the late civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis on the fifth anniversary of his death. They were also out to rally against deportations and healthcare cuts. Mary Parker from Gonzales says she's concerned that President Donald Trump's policies are harming the most vulnerable.
There are people who are dying because of what this man is doing. I wake in the night worrying about people who are being deported and children who are being separated from their parents.
Violet Rodriguez says the impact of these policies should be a wake-up call to everyone.
I hope it encourages other people who may be sitting on the sidelines and watching that, hey, you can stand up and say something or do something.
Other area rallies were held in Monterey, Watsonville, and Santa Cruz. California is launching the second round of its $22 million Extreme Heat and Community Resilience Program. Brendan Kay, who leads the program for the governor's office, says round two will deepen partnerships with local groups to build more people-centered cooling projects. UC Davis Urban Planning Professor Jonathan London says that kind of approach is crucial and represents a shift in how the state supports vulnerable communities.
They've really baked in these kinds of issues of access and diversity and inclusion into how these funds are being used.
Public Zoom input sessions kicked off this week. Community members with ideas are encouraged to attend. This is KAZU News.